We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, first off, congratulations on the victory over Jayhawk Lynn, 63-21 on Friday night. And as you look back at Friday night's game, what kind of stands out about your team's play?
Well, I like the way that we started offensively, you know, took a shot there early with Garrett Fegger and hit him for a long touchdown. And, you know, he had a good game receiving 134 yards and two touchdowns. And then, you know, Landon Boss was playing well. He didn't throw the ball a ton, but he was 6-for-8 for 263 and four touchdowns. So, you know, those two guys did a good job in the passing game. Got Caden Kirkpatrick and Brian Bailey involved with touchdown catches as well. And then Brody Littrell had another nice game on the run, over 100 yards rushing. And so pretty balanced effort offensively. And defensively, we didn't play bad, but they did show us a couple things that we needed to work on. They put up some points. And so, you know, from a coaching perspective, that's good. Gives us something to focus on getting ready for this week.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask. You're seeing things here, getting ready for what will be the very challenging part of your schedule with Wellsville. Also coming up, Eureka's on the docket, and also Humboldt, teams that are right there also chasing that district championship. To be able to find a few things that you need to fine-tune going into these very important games, that has to be a big plus for your defense, so you know what you need to work on.
Oh, most definitely. You know, you preach it in practice, but, you know, having that film to back you up and actually reiterate what you're saying, you know, is very effective. And so we'll take what we saw on film and work on it and improve for getting ready for this Friday.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner. And as we mentioned, a big challenge coming up this Friday night, Wellsville. They're 5-0 on the season as well. First off, as you look at Wellsville, what kind of challenges are they going to offer your football team?
Well, Wellsville's really solid everywhere, to be honest. You know, they were a relatively young team last year, so watching film, you know, I recognize a lot of the same numbers, same guys out there doing things, and obviously they're, you know, they've got one more year of experience, and so they've got good size up front, physical run team that's also effective with play action, and defensively they fly to the football, and they're sound in all areas, special teams as well. So they're going to, you know, it's definitely going to be our toughest challenge so far this season. We're going to have to be ready to go.
What do you see as the big keys for your football team in this game?
Well, you know, we talk about it every week, but I think we need to come out and do what we do and do our jobs and execute at a high level. You know, I think it's going to be a war up front. You know, I think their offensive and defensive line, you know, are both really good. And so our boys are going to have to match that and get the job done up there. But it's just going to be, I think, a fast, fun, physical football game on Friday.
And as we mentioned already, this is the gauntlet of your schedule. You have Wellsville, and then followed by Humboldt, and then Eureka. If anything, after these next three games, whoever comes out of it heads into the playoffs will definitely be a tested football team.
Yo, without a doubt, yeah. And, you know, you'd like to kind of spread those games out maybe a little bit more on your schedule, but you don't control your schedule. It is what it is. And like you said, we finish with a bit of a gauntlet, and we're going to have to be ready. But, you know, our focus right now is only on Wellsville, so big one this Friday night.
Coach, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Again, congratulations on the win over Jayhawk Lynn. Good luck against Wellsville, and we look forward to visiting with you again on Monday.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Auburn Pharmacy, the Osage City Parks and Rec Department, and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.